The 35th Annual Greater Lafayette Holocaust Remembrance Conference starts this weekend. There are all sorts of activities. You'll be able to find out more online and hear this interview at WBAA. But in the studio is Stella Schaefer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming by. We're excited about a performance coming up of 937, a very interesting play. And we were curious, how did you come across this story and decide to do this particular play?
Well, it was very interesting. I was trying to decide which play would be fitting for this theme and for the 35th conference. And it just happened to show up in my inbox as a free sample from PlayScripts. And when I saw it, I thought, well, this isn't a story that I've come across as far as a play before. And so I read the sample pages and thought it was really appropriate for our idea of identity and returning, and also thought it would be a great play to do during this time period when there are so many issues around the world about refugees present day as well. So I thought it would be a great conversation to teach the community and students about the past, and also to spark conversation about the present as well.
And I think that's incredibly interesting and a little sad that we still have these issues going on.
Yes.
You know, history sort of repeats itself.
Right.
But in this context, it's actually a ship that was not able to go to Havana and to the United States and ultimately not even to Canada. How has it been to work with the students in this story?
It's always an amazing journey to work with the students because the students not only audition for the play, but they also have to go through an interview process and they have to tell me why they're interested in this type of Holocaust play and what impact they hope to make and what they hope to contribute to this project. So they understand from the very beginning that although this is a form of entertainment, it goes to the next level where they're trying to impact the students around them, the community around them. So they see this very importantly. And so it's really interesting for me as a teacher to see the change that occurs in them and how they become familiar with the story, but then towards the end of rehearsal, how personal this is to them and what kind of personal message they want to get across. And they understand they're part of the bigger process in trying to repair the world and make it better. And I'm really proud of them for understanding that and taking that so seriously.
This is happening Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, the performance of 937. Is this your guys' first presentation here? Tell me a little bit about the history of working with the Greater Lafayette Holocaust Remembrance Conference.
We started performing plays actually since 2009, and our first one was Life in a Jar, the story of Irina Sendler. And ever since then, it's been part of the program to coordinate a play that corresponds with the theme. And so we've been presenting every year since then. I think we might have missed one year, but that was just lack of time and the scheduling during the week.
It's one of those things. I know this is a wonderful educational experience for the kids and something for you to be able to do out in the community. Have there been moments that folks have come up and said, this really touched me, or students come up and say, gosh, thanks for this opportunity?
When we perform in Lafayette, it's amazing because we always have survivors who are there. And we normally every year have adults who comment after the play because we have a question and answer session after the performance. And that is, to me, the really magical part of the production because it's a chance for the students to take the lead and to really interact with the audience. And so it's always so interesting to see what stories come up. And adults always tell the students that they are so happy to see the students take an interest and to volunteer their time. And I think it restores hope sometimes, you know, where adults think that kids don't understand or they're not paying attention. It's very obvious that these students are and that they want to take an active part in making the world a better place.
Stella Schaefer is with McCutcheon High School and has a performance of 937 Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock at the 35th Annual Greater Lafayette Holocaust Remembrance Conference. Where can folks find out more about the productions? Is this one of several this semester that you have? Do you have another one towards the end of the year performances? Tell us a little bit about what's going on in your in your drama area?
Well, we are. This one will present at McCutcheon in the Dan Kinsey Auditorium, but the auditorium itself fills up pretty quickly with different events during the year. So as far as any performances at McCutcheon, we're finished. The one Wednesday night will be our last one there, but then we will take it to the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, and that will be April 28th, and it's a field trip for Indianapolis area middle schoolers. And we've been a part of their Holocaust Remembrance Day since 2009 also, I believe. I think this is our seventh year. And so the kids will go into the Power of Children exhibit and learn about Anne Frank. And then the other half will come watch the McCutcheon students perform down in the Lilly Theater. And then we'll switch. We'll have another group. So I'm really, really proud of the relationship that McCutcheon has established with the Children's Museum. It's an incredible opportunity for the kids to experience that.
Well, it's a powerful story, 937, a play that's directed by Stella Schaefer with McCutcheon High School, and the performance is Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Again, we're looking forward to it.
Well, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to presenting it for you.